COVID-19 Creates a Child Care Catch-22 by Abby Vasulis. Tamala Crouch never thought she'd have to worry about child care again. But when her adult daughter died from complications of a heart infection in 2014, Crouch moved to Montana to help raise her toddler granddaughters with each of their dads. Suddenly, nearing 50, Crouch was plunged back into a world of car seats, cartoons, and parenting logistics. Eventually, the multi-household family mastered a schedule that allowed all three adults to take care of the kids and keep working. When COVID-19 hit and the girls' daycare closed, the family managed at first. The casino where Crouch worked also shuttered, so she looked after her grandkids while their dads continued to go to their essential jobs. Then, Crouch was asked to return to work on May 11th, a month before the only affordable child care facility she could find was set to reopen. If you send them to a private camp, you're looking at $1,000 for a week, Crouch says. We can't do that. As states loosen stay-at-home orders and businesses call back their workers, families across the nation are finding themselves in a similar bind. With most child care centers, schools, and summer camps still closed, how can caregivers go back to work? And if they can't go back to work now, how will they afford alternate forms of child care so they eventually can? It's a dilemma that's hurting businesses, too. Even before COVID-19 struck, U.S. firms were losing billions of dollars every year when employees couldn't return to work because of breakdowns in child care.